From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the Senate's early Saturday morning passage of an immense Republican tax overhaul bill, telling reporters outside the White House the measure calls for the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. Later Saturday, at a Republican fundraiser in New York, Trump attributed passage of the bill to semantics.
And I said to my guys, I called everybody in. We had a meeting, senators, Congress, everybody. I said, we have to use the word tax cuts. Now, if you want to throw reform, you could say tax cuts and reform. But you have to use the word cut because people don't know what reform means. Reform could mean your taxes are going up. In fact, a lot of people thought that. So for years, 30 years, 31 years, they've been using the word reform.
Earlier Saturday, Trump praised two top Senate Republicans, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, for securing enough votes for passage. President Trump also said Saturday the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Trump tweeted between Republican fundraising events in New York that he said, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies. It's a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide." Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Earlier Saturday, Trump said there was absolutely no collusion between his campaign and Russia. This is VOA News. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in an effort to give security forces whatever powers they may need to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez said the curfew is to safeguard the security of the country. Hernandez is the first Honduran president to run for a second term following the Supreme Court's decision to lift the ban on re-election. A second day of protest roiled Honduras Friday as the country's electoral court began hand-counting votes showing inconsistencies from Sunday's presidential election. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in Cairo ahead of a counter-extremism conference focused on West Africa on Sunday. During the meeting, Secretary Mattis offered condolences for the recent terrorist attack on a mosque in Bir al-Abad, Egypt, and recognized Egypt as a strategic defense partner with the United States. Mattis noted Egypt's importance to the stability of the Middle East, as well as Egypt's ongoing fight against terrorism and efforts to protect Egypt's borders. Voters on the French Mediterranean island of Corsica head to the polls Sunday for the first round of territorial elections, with a nationalist ticket projected to score big. From Paris, Lisa Bryant takes a look at what's at stake in Corsica.
These are heady times for Corsican nationalists. Candidates from seven political lists are on Sunday's ballot, but the main nationalist ticket, known as Pays à Corsica, or For Corsica, is surging. Long live Corsica, says the island's executive council head, Gilles Simeoni, speaking the local language at this recent rally. The elections aim to fuse Corsica's two administrative territories into one. But they're about much more than bureaucracy. They're expected to solidify the power of Simeoni and other nationalists who won regional elections in 2015 for the first time, refueling centuries-old independence dreams, at least for some Corsicans. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The top U.S. general in Afghanistan said Saturday recently launched joint strikes against Taliban sources of revenue have destroyed more than $50 million worth of narcotics in southern Helmand province. Afghanistan produces about 85% of the world's opium. Income generated from drugs is providing 60% of the Taliban's funding, according to U.S. military estimates. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.